Good afternoon, Little Saigon, Seattle. Good afternoon to the various Klumptic folk of Sector 3 and 4. Good afternoon to the whale people of the Pacific Ocean. It is Thursday, September the 8th, 2020, right around 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's right, in Seattle. I went for a walk today. That's good news. I went for a walk. That may not seem like a significant story from your perspective. Oh, gee, Dan went for a walk. But being here has been kind of shitty, really shitty. I mean, the work, what's really funny, I can hear the work on the prison for children, which continues nearby, the prison for children that supposedly Black Lives Matters, according to the Daily Mail UK, put a stop to. Wow, it's funny that people actually write fucking articles like this. It continues at a breakneck speed. In fact, I would say I tip my hat to Black Lives Matters, because they've increased the rate at which the work is being done. That means the prison for children will be open sooner, Black Lives Matter. Thank you. Thank you, you globalist commie fucks. That's right. Thank you, Black Lives Matters, for speeding up the progress on the prison for kids. Without you guys, you commie Black Lives Matters scumbag commie fucks, setting fire to the porta potty and the Katrina trailer. Funny how you skipped the Jesuits. Yes, you've skipped the Katrina trailers on 12th Avenue, you stupid fucks. The ones up past Cherry. But you did set the fucking Katrina trailer on fire, the one. You didn't hit any equipment, though. You didn't actually hit anything that would slow things down. In reality, you kind of sped things up, baby. Thank you, Black Lives Matters, for speeding up the progress of prison building in Seattle and King County. That's how much I love you, you cocksuckers. I love you guys. And you know, it's funny, you haven't been around my location in a number of weeks, and I wonder why. It's funny. I was a really bad Christian today. I've been a really bad Christian for the last couple of days, and I'm talking about it because it's a struggle. I believe that Governor Inslee, the governor of the state of Washington, is a wretched, tyrannical, criminal piece of shit. There are not words to describe how big a piece of shit Governor Inslee is. He is so far outside the bounds of what any reasonable person would consider the rule of law that there is no legitimate moral basis for protecting him. He's a criminal. The only thing to do with Governor Inslee, if any motherfucker in the state of Washington law enforcement system took their fucking job seriously, is to arrest that motherfucker. You don't need to wait for the Washington State Supreme Court. Guess what? The Michigan Supreme Court came out a few days ago and said Governor Whitmer was a worthless, tyrannical piece of shit. Guess what happened? Nothing. It's a half measure. Okay? It's a half measure, folks. If you're in the Washington State law enforcement community, let's have a really simple conversation here. Number one, your pension is fucked. I don't know if you're stupid. You're probably fucking stupid. But your pension is fucked. The people that hate you, the ordinary people, I'm going to let you in a little secret. The people you report to despise you and hate you more. They do not take you seriously. They are laughing as your pensions go through the shithole. So what I'm going to tell you right now, if you're a Washington State law enforcement professional who, for some random reason, might actually think they have a duty of public service, guess what, bro? Your fucking compass points right at Governor Inslee. Your moral fucking compass points right at Governor Inslee. You want to do your fucking duty? You want to help this fucking state? You need to arrest that motherfucker immediately. And if you don't arrest that motherfucker, then when people like me say there is no rule of law, we will be listened to. And the day will come where there will be no shelter and no peace. That is what you are preparing. That is what you're sowing. If you are a sheriff, a cop, hell, if you're a fucking fed who knows anything about the Mississippi burning and understands the scope of civil rights law and knows that you can bust down an organic farmer for selling raw milk as a fed, if you're a fucking fed and you have any fucking moral fiber left, you should go arrest that motherfucker today. But I know I'm talking to nothing. I know that I pay a company in Germany to post my podcast every fucking year. I tried not to do it this year. The tricky German fucks took my payment early. Off my credit card. Well, okay. They shadow banned me. It's provable. I literally have a fucking donor whose account he had to recreate 8 fucking times. Every time my followers get above 250, SoundCloud comes in and cuts off about 50. Thank you, SoundCloud. What the fuck does podcasting do for anything at this point? Half measure. Half measure podcasting. Writing blog entries, half fucking measure. Forming passive-aggressive protests, especially if you're forming it with Black Lives Matters, an infiltrated commie fucking stooge organization funded by the government? Half fucking measure. It will do no good. It will be worse than no good. Okay? If you're thinking in your head right now, like some fucking idiot, that you're going to put together your friends on fucking, I don't know, some social media site and form a gang or a militia, well, that's just stupid. That's just plain stupid. Okay? Don't go on to Minecraft or Twitter. Don't go on to these fucking sites and talk about shit that you know the feds keep track of. That's my first fucking piece of advice right now. If you have any intention of doing something to defend the rule of law, to defend society against tyrants, don't talk about it on the fucking internet. Don't talk about it on the fucking phone. If you have a fucking plan, especially if it only requires one fucking person, here's a really good piece of advice. Keep it in your fucking head until the very day you intend to execute. And I don't care who you are. There are lots of people out there who are asking themselves, what the fuck can I do? Well, here's the good fucking news. Because we are in a situation that can only be called extra-constitutional, where the Bill of Rights is no longer being protected, there is literally nothing holding you back but Jesus. And I will tell you what Jesus would say. Dan shouldn't be so fucking happy about going walking for 2 miles today. Prisoners get to go for walks. Why the fuck was I so happy about it? We are not pieces of shit, ladies and gentlemen. Your work, your job, your business is yours. The crook here, the criminal, the scumbag, the sociopath is the motherfuckers lying to you about the pandemic. The motherfuckers lying to you about the race war. The motherfuckers lying to you about the fucking coin shortage. Oh my fucking God. They're cranking out bombs left and right to kill people in Yemen, you stupid fuck. They haven't stopped. There is no coin shortage. There is no pandemic. And I'll blow your fucking mind. Voting does not work. Does that fucking help at this point? Is that fucking clear? Yeah, I spoke to some people, well, tweeted to some people, whatever, about the subject of what can we do. Because one of the responses I'll get back on Twitter now is, well, Dan, there's nothing you can do. I can still choose where I die. I can still do that, buddy. I can still choose how I spend the last fucking days of my life, you fuck. So please, tell me about all I cannot do. I already know I was born on the wrong side of the tracks, motherfucker. I already know I was born a loser, but I'll let you in on a little fucking secret. One of the stupidest fucking things you can do in this life is to underestimate a person because you don't know what the fuck is inside. You might see a loser. You might see someone who's ugly. You might categorize them as a piece of shit. But you don't really know. You don't know until that moment where you lock eyes and you know it's not in friendship. You really don't know until the fists tighten up. You want to know what I'll do at this point? I'll sink my teeth into your fucking neck, motherfucker. I'll bite right into your fucking jugular. You think there are rules at this point? The only rules I follow are given to me by Christ, my friends. And as of right now, I live in a evil, evil society, mostly filled with scumbags, mostly filled with people who are deluded, mostly filled with people who have been suckered by the devil. But I have to ask Jesus, where do I go from here, you know? Because I also know that Jesus represented peace on earth. Jesus wants us to have peace, and this is my struggle. I hate Governor Inslee. I don't dislike him. I hate him. He's on my hate list, like George Soros. I will never say to myself, well, gee, is there redemption? How many people have killed themselves since this illegal emergency order? How many elderly people have died at home alone since this emergency order? I can keep going. The COVID is a lie, but there are people being killed. The pandemic is bullshit, but there are people being murdered. So do I hate Governor Inslee? I hate him the way that a person would rationally hate any fucking tyrant. He's a piece of shit. And I wish I could, you know, I wish I could just let this go. It isn't that easy, folks. I didn't expect much from this life at the end. Back in January, my goal was to get by month to month, and I was doing it. And I had a plan. And I didn't give a shit if I ever became rich. I didn't give a fuck if I ever became important. I just wanted to live. Just live. Just be able to go for a fucking walk without asking the question, do I have a right to go to a fucking walk to go for a walk? Am I a human being? That's what I would say to Governor Inslee. That nasty, wretched, evil piece of shit. People have died. People are dying because of this fucking lie. You motherfucker. I wonder if my words are confusing to all of you. I wonder if you're asking yourself, is Dan being ambiguous at this point? Up until a few weeks ago, I would have said, you know what? I'm going to wager on the possibility of some level of just innate reason in people to overcome this lie. But I have come to the realization that the demonic forces against us are quite powerful, and perhaps that's not going to happen. Perhaps most people are going to stay under this evil fucking spell. Some real tests coming up, folks. This is what's going to happen. Okay? Whatever happens with respect to the election, whether it's Trump, whether it's Biden or Harris, the current plan is to keep taking more and more of your dignity. The current plan is to keep terrorizing you. The current plan, specifically of the governor of the state of Washington, is to keep treating you like a wage slave, tax slave piece of shit. It doesn't matter who wins in November. The plan is to keep submitting, basically exposing us all here and across the country to one wave of fear after another. That's the plan. That's what they've been doing. You really think they're going to fucking stop? And why are they doing it? What's their ultimate goal? Well, on one layer, it is just a fucking robbery, folks. It is simply the biggest and most disgusting robbery in the history of the world. On one level, it's just that. It's quadrillions being stolen through mechanisms of finance that most people will never fucking want to or understand. So on one level, it's just a robbery. And on another level, it does look like an attempt at replacing whatever fucking constitutional government we had left, and it wasn't much after 9/11, with some type of global governance. So that is the second level. I would say level one, is it a robbery? 100%. It's a fucking robbery. Wake the fuck up. And if you want to know what COVID is called austerity. Research the nation of Greece, 2009 up until now. That's the path you get to go down. They call it COVID for us because we're Americans and we're special. So on one level, it's just a fucking robbery, people, and the fucking virus is a smokescreen. On another level, it could be a takeover of what little fucking sovereign government your country had left, and it probably wasn't much. And then there's a third level, which is they so despise you and hate you and me, and they are so fucking evil that their real plan is to kill most of us. And I don't know what the odds of that are. 100% this is a robbery. 80% sure this is a New World Order takeover. I'm 50-50 on whether or not they intend just to kill a lot of us. I don't know. I was going to podcast for longer today. As you can tell, I don't have it in me. I don't know why it was so special to go for a fucking walk. And then when I got back, I didn't fully understand why I was so angry. It felt great. It helped. But why was I so angry? I was angry because it's not supposed to be special. It's supposed to be fucking ordinary. Walking out in the streets of Seattle is not supposed to be a crappy dystopian film from the 1970s. You don't have to be an anarchist like me. I don't give a fuck. But do you have any fucking dignity left? I'm going to let you in a little secret. Governor Inslee didn't give you your fucking rights. Jesus did. God did. If you're a Christian, you should be ignoring that motherfucker. Okay? If you go to a restaurant, you should be questioning whether or not, listen, I can walk to my table and I have to have the mask on, but I magically sit down and I can take the mask off. That's stupid shit. The reason why Governor Newsom in California is telling people to take a bite and put their mask on is because they know it's stupid shit. Question it. QFC, where I go shopping, had the little fucking arrows at the beginning of this nonsense. Guess what I found out the other day from a QFC worker? They're nonsense. They were always nonsense. They're gonna take them away. And you could say, well, Dan, isn't that a good sign? Not if you understand trauma-based mind control. Not if you've been through basic training. Not if you understand the sine curve of punishment and reward. No, stupid motherfucker. It actually isn't a fucking good sign. I'm sure you're angry too. So if you sense anger in my voice, it's legitimate fucking rage. And it's probably not entertaining. That's the problem with being angry. It's probably not useful for the podcast. It's probably not useful for you to listen to. But I'm angry. And if some motherfucker tells me to throw a pie in the face of a governor as some sort of action, shut the fuck up. The time for protests and pies and half measures is over. It's over. Either some fucking miracle is going to happen in the next 6 weeks, or you are, like me, slowly being led into the next layer of tyranny. And it will be awful, and it will be disgusting, and if you have kids, your kids will be taken from you, and they will be turned against you. And right now you're going to laugh at me, but a year from now you're going to fucking cry when you think about what I said. But the good news is I'll probably be dead. So you won't have to worry about me saying I told you so. And any of this shit I put on the web, it will be gone. Many of us will be wiped away as if we never existed. Oh yeah. Those proponents of the digital age, the World Wide Web that can't be stopped, your shit will disappear so fast it'll make your head fucking spin. Oh, but I gave a RAM drive to a friend. Well, that'll help for a while. The bottom line is, folks, there'll be nobody to tell you I told you so. There'll be none of these fucking podcasts. These blogs and social media shit is almost over. Whatever you think is happening after Election Day, it's probably not, and that includes my own predictions, but B, if you're wagering that it gets better from here, then God bless you, but I don't think you have a fucking clue. They have figured you out. They have figured me out. That little story about the anarchist trying to kidnap the governor? Let's talk about that for a second. Firstly, stupid. Stupid to talk about it on social media. Stupid to talk about it at all. Using an electronic device at this point. Kidnapping? Are you fucking kidding me? Kidnappings are very complex. It's way easier to assassinate. So the kidnapping thing sounds stupid on the surface. Why the fuck would you do that? What kind of fucking outcome, Mr. Anarchist, do you expect from a fucking kidnapping? I'm an anarchist, but I'm not fucking stupid. That bullshit is over. Okay, folks? If you got a plan to do something, you keep your crew small. You communicate without any electronic devices around. You keep your plans fucking simple, and you execute quickly. And if you need to read more books by von Clausewitz or some fucking ex-Navy SEAL, go ahead and do it. But I'm giving you the top-level advice. Keep your team small. Don't use electronic devices to communicate. Only work with trusted people. Keep your plans fucking simple and execute quickly. Thank you. That's right, folks. If you at this point, unless you are already part of a very high-speed unit, and I'm not, your only chance at having any tactical or operational effect is to keep your teams extremely small, to keep your plans and your targets fucking simple. Don't use electronics, any kind of electronics, to communicate. Don't even be around it. You're better off going into the fucking woods or to the alley and leaving your fucking phones behind. Don't go to meetings with your phones. Are you stupid? Hell, when I went to get illegal drugs at the corner of 50th and University to get my weed back in 2012, I had the common sense to leave my fucking phone at home. Are you stupid? You want to do this, you can't use electronics. Sorry, you're going to have to do it old school, like they used to do it. You're going to have to do it with people you trust, and that doesn't mean somebody you just met on the internet. You're going to have to keep your plan simple, and you're going to have to execute quickly. If you can do all those things and your plan doesn't suck, you have a good chance at succeeding. But if you talk about your shit with people, especially people you can't trust or don't know, you have an excellent fucking chance of failing like the motherfuckers in Michigan. That's my fucking advice. Good hunting.